This is Harry Briley on December 30th, 2023, and I'm speaking with Sylvia Sweet Chatinier. Well, good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you got to Livermore?
Okay. Well, I was born here in Livermore in St. Paul. My dad grew up in Livermore, as did his parents and his grandparents and his great-grandparents.
So you go back four generations in Livermore?
Yes.
And what is the general family name
for
generations?
Yeah, so my dad was a Sweet. He was born Charlie Sweet, and his dad's Richard Sweet. And then Richard married Alice Young. And so the Young family came into the Sweet family through Alice Young. They were all farmers up to my dad's time. My dad went to college, became a teacher, and then was a principal at Jeff Shannon School. So he was the first principal there. And but then before that, my grandfather was a farmer, dairy farmer, but he also, towards the end of his life, was a custodian at Fifth Street School. And
that's Fifth Street School.
Fifth Street School.
Okay.
Yeah. And my grandmother was a telephone operator down at the Bell telephone
there. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And
but mostly, you know, raising cattle, doing dairy, hay farming.
And where was that located in Livermore? What's the general area?
North Flynn Road and Patterson Pass Road.
Okay.
So the Young house is there on North Flynn. Mm-hmm. And is still there. And then Richard and Alice Sweet bought property on Patterson Pass. And so the Young family had to sell the property off in the 1940s.
Okay.
But the part there on North Flint. But then we had the ranch that I knew growing up was there on Patterson Pass. And my brother still lives there, so.
And so where did you grow up in Livermore?
Well, I grew up on Almond Avenue.
Oh, okay.
So my grandparents at some point, well, in 1925, they built a house on East and Almond Avenue,
mm-hmm.
which is now right across from the Recreation Center,
okay.
the LARPD
okay.
Recreation Center there. So they built a house there, and that's where my dad grew up. And it was that original house was still there when I grew up on Almond Avenue, right? Parents bought some, like an acre
mm-hmm.
off of my grandparents. They had about 6 or 7 acres there.
Mm-hmm.
My parents bought it and built a house there. And so that's where I'm living now. I grew up there. They built that in 1952. And so that's where I grew up. And when I was still there, when I was growing up, there was still the barn and the chicken house. And I would go down and feed the chickens there. And my dad, you know, had lots of fun. Memories of that. So
it was like a semi-rural farm. So
it was kind of in between.
You had chickens. What other animals did you have on it?
Well, we oftentimes had some calves down. We raised some steers for meat and brought down horses. You know, the horses that for whatever reason down from the ranch, sometimes for my entertainment.
Did you get to ride them?
Yeah. I used to ride the horse every day in the summer.
And how did you get the horse from up there down to your property on East Avenue? Did you ride it or trailer?
Yeah, a lot of times I rode it. Several times I rode it. But we trailered them sometimes. And sometimes when I was older, I was able to ride home. So I was in first grade when East Avenue School opened. I was in the first class going to East Avenue School.
Which became a middle school.
Became a middle school later on.
But it was an elementary school
there, yeah. And we went through fourth grade, and then for fifth and sixth grade, we went to Fifth Street School, and then came back for junior, seventh, and eighth grade to East Avenue. And then I'm not sure I was gone when they changed it just to a middle school. So, well, I remember the downtown Livermore, you know, as very different than what it is now. when I was growing up downtown Livermore, well, there was no other shopping centers, right? And so you had dress shops and you had pharmacies and you had a jewelry store and you had a stationery store.
Was everything on First Street or did it go into Second Street as well?
As far as I remember, it was only on First Street. I was in high school or late, maybe middle school, maybe junior high, when that shopping center went on Second Street. And that was a big deal because they had a Woolworths and they had Penny's.
Oh, yes.
But Penny's used to be on First Street.
You know? I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. And so Penny's moved to Second Street. So, yeah. And, yeah, so I remember going downtown, going into their Schlageter's stationery store. And there was, I remember Penny's. As a kid, I remember Penny's having this pneumatic thing. I don't know what they did. They had their receipts or something like that. And they put them in a tube, and you could see it going up through the tube up to the upstairs. You know, as a kid, you thought that was like
magic.
Really cool. Yeah. But yeah, I remember going down. I remember that my parents knew the people that owned the jewelry store, the Pages. And my dad, they would, besides jewelry, they also sold china and did watch repair and things like that. But my dad, I think that was where my dad rented, once a year, he would rent a movie camera and take movies of us. You know, and things like that. So
I didn't know you could rent movie cameras.
I don't know how well known that was, but it was. Wow.
Do you still have those movies?
I do. Yeah. So that's what I remember about downtown. There's obviously other things on the streets that go between Second, but I don't remember many businesses. Well, there was. On the corner of Second and I don't know where that is. There's a coffee place there. There was a Bardman's grocery store there.
Okay.
And Bennett's Dry Cleaners was on that corner.
So, what did you and your girlfriends or playmates? What did you do for fun?
Oh, I don't know that we did anything special. I mean, we visit each other's houses and play whatever, you know. At my house, we would usually be out in the field running around doing stuff like that, you know. did a lot of my older brother and we had a friend across the street, the Leeds. They had a son that was, he and my brother were really close. They were close in age. And so when we played Cowboys and Indians, which yeah. Not PC right now, but anymore. But we actually had the horses, right? You know, and we run the horses and we play, you know, so we'd run the horses around in the field and play that, you know, like Pony Express and things like that. So, so that was really fun. And we'd play, out in the field, that's where we played baseball and football and stuff like that. No teams or organization. But
you just use like a rock for us.
Base or something like that.
And as you grew up in your junior and high school years, what sort of changes were going on in Livermore?
Well, of course, there was lots of building going on. When I was growing up, my earliest memories, I don't remember East Avenue without the Jensen development there between Jensen Street and Estate Street. That was already there, but they must have just been selling it because they have a real dim memory of this house. As a kid, I was real curious, but one of the houses had a like glass door on the garage, and I kept on wondering what that was. But now I realize it was probably the sales office,
right?
And so a lot of my friends lived in that, you know, on Yale and Stanford and Harvard and on those streets.
So what year would that be?
That would be 1958.
So the lab had not really already shown up.
It had. And so there was this big boom in
housing.
And I was probably aware of it because it was my dad, and the school district was having a lot of problems with overcrowding in the schools. They were finding, you know, Junction Avenue was the big new elementary school that went in, well, K through 8 school that went in, and it was overcrowded almost instantly. So we only had Junction and 5th Street at that point, you know. And so, you know, and maybe it was what my mom saying, you know, that they were using custodian closets for classrooms and trying to find teachers, you know.
Yeah.
They, you know, so anyway, and so then East Avenue went in and things. So I remember slowly houses coming in. I remember before East Avenue School was built, there was some house there and there was horses there. So I was mad that the school went in there
and take
the
horses,
take away those horses. Anyway, you know, so, yeah.
Did you have any comprehension at that time of what the lab was doing? Did they, was it hush hush, or did they talk about it?
Not until I was later, like, I remember it, well, I don't know when I became aware of it, but I remember having a debate in sixth grade about whether or not if the Soviet Union was going to bomb the United States, if they would target Livermore or not, you know. You know, and I was thinking, for sixth grade, that's a heavy topic, but that was it, you know. So, and I was aware, since my family was so involved in agriculture, there was a very different culture with all the scientists coming in, you know. And so most of my friends, I mean, I didn't know very many kids that were born and raised in Livermore. By the time I was in first and second grade, everybody was transplants almost, you know. My really close girlfriends ended up being, their parents worked out at the lab, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah. What was kind of the interaction between the lab community and the agricultural community?
You know what?
Did they talk with each other?
I'm not, as a kid, I'm not really aware of it. I don't know. I don't know that. I mean, because I was in both those places, in my world, they didn't overlap that much. I mean, probably church would be the most overlap that there was, you know. So,
where you would have people to pull together. Yeah. Tell me some more about your junior high and high school years, as to what sort of things, now that you're getting older and you can travel around either by horse or by car. Did you have a car?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And we were a lucky family, because my dad had to have a truck for ranch work. So even though he was a principal at Junction Avenue High School, he did ranch work on the weekends. That was his hobby, kind of thing. Yeah. And so we had a car for my mom to drive. He had a truck. And not very many people in the 50s like that, up to the 60s, had two cars. You know, a lot of women dropped their husbands off, or they were without cars during the day, you know.
It was normal to only have one car in a family, but you had a truck out in the field, which begs the question, did you get to drive that truck out?
My brother drove it on the ranch more than I did.
Okay.
But once I learned to drive and got my driver's license, then that was the other vehicle that I drove, and I really liked bumping around in the old pickup truck. So yeah.
And what model was that pickup truck?
It was a Chevy of some sort. I don't know. It was
ancient by the time you got to it.
Yeah, it was pretty old. Did a lot of rattle. You know, at one point my dad had a Dodge pickup, and that was when I was really young. He moved up to.
And then as you aged up did you go to college?
Yeah. So I first went to Modesto Junior College over in Modesto. Mm-hmm. At that time, you had to go to the college that you were in the district for.
District for.
But I was able to get a waiver. I guess it was called a waiver. My brother went to Modesto because he had an ag program.
Okay.
And there wasn't any. So I went to Modesto Junior College for the 2 years and got my AA there. And then I decided, because I think when I started college, I wasn't sure I really did. I want to go 4 years. But then I decided, so I went on to San Jose State and got my degree there.
And that degree was what?
In home economics, textiles, with emphasis on textiles.
Oh.
But I got a minor in biology because I had this really great biology teacher when I had to take that, you know, your basic biology class. And so I really liked the sciences and biology, mm-hmm. like that. So I went there. Then I went into retailing and worked in retailing in a department store for about 6 years.
In Livermore?
No. I finished school in 1972, stayed there, got married in 73, and then my husband and I moved to Concord, and he got a job teaching there at Mount Diablo High School, and I worked at a store in Walnut Creek with Bullets. It was a
big department store
there, right. When they opened, and I went on to work at Capital's Emporium over in Richmond.
Did that become a career?
No.
Oh.
I thought I wanted to be a buyer.
Yeah.
And then I decided buyers were bookkeepers, and I never liked
numbers. Oh, okay.
Never that good.
So when did you re-engage with Livermore?
I stayed in the Concord-Clayton area. My kids were born there, raised them there. When my kids were at 10, I went back and got my teaching credential, taught from about 1992 until 2016. But about my parents passed away in 2002 and 2004, and I decided to move back to Livermore. Then it took me a few years. About 2007, I came back. And
still as a teacher?
Well, yes. Yes, I taught. Yeah, I continued teaching. I just commuted over to Clayton.
Oh, so, that way, okay.
Yeah. I went from living 5 minutes away from school to an hour away from school. Yeah.
And what basic courses did you teach?
I was an eighth grade science teacher, which is mainly physical science. So. Okay.
There weren't too many women who were science teachers, but by the 90s, probably more so.
Yeah. It's still... women teachers are still the majority of teachers, but as you get into the sciences, you have fewer, you know.
Yes.
So
we have a little eclectic group there.
Yeah.
All right. And then, so you made that as kind of a second career for 25 years?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And so now you're back in Livermore.
Mm-hmm.
You're commuting as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice any changes in Livermore between when you left as a high schooler to when you came back in the 90s?
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like there's a whole big history here that I missed. Even though my parents were here and I obviously kept track of things, but I didn't, you know, you don't hear all of the stuff that was going on, you know. But definitely so much of the building out, you know, off of Arroyo Road and between Arroyo and Holman Street, mm-hmm. all that building was out there. All the different shopping centers and things like that. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's overwhelming. And of course, the development in Pleasanton and Dublin. And then just around us, you know, like the recreation center, the community center being built across the street, that was... You know, when I left, it was still an open field, you know. lots of things like that.
Now, I noticed that you brought two books with you.
So, Anna Julia Young was my great great grandmother that came on a wagon train over to California for Illinois in the 1860s. So, I brought this in case you asked me dates and stuff. They originally came into the San Francisco area, mm-hmm. and then when she married John Young, then they moved. They lived in the Mission San Jose area, and then moved to Livermore, and finally built their house on.
Tell me what you've got there.
So I just, again, in case you're asking me more about family history, there's a place on page 453 of Malvern Suite and Jewel Suite, and that goes for a few pages. And then there's one about the Young House, Young Farmhouse, and they in Altamont, in Patterson Pass, and it talks about the Young family there. So, and a lot is taken from the autobiography.
From the autobiography.
So, yeah. So.
So now you've retired, and you're casting about for what you want to do with the rest of your life. How did you get involved with the Livermore Heritage Guild?
Well, you know, it was something I was kind of attracted to. My parents were involved. My dad came in fairly early. He wasn't one of the founders, but I think he got really involved with me with living and saving, working towards the Duarte Garage, saving that. I remember them, and I remember my mom talking. She had so much fun at the auctions. She would call me up afterwards, talk about. But I hadn't been to an auction until either right before my mom died or the spring after my mom died. And I had a lot of fun those two, even though, you know, they've kind of served their purpose. But she just really enjoyed it. And I think she or my dad was treasurer on the board for a while. So so I was aware of the
heritage. What was your mom's name?
Jewel Sweet.
Jewel Sweet. And what was your dad's name?
Malvern.
Malvern Sweet. Okay.
Yeah. And but anyway, they were involved in things like that. So the way I actually got involved is my sister-in-law, Karen Sweet, was contacted by Barbara Sewells about having a cowboy day at Hagen Ranch. And so Karen called me, and so we sat down with Barbara and developed the first cowboy day at the ranch. And so that got me into actually doing some volunteer work there, you know, with the Hagen Ranch, and so that's kind of where my end, where I started.
Years ago was that?
4 or 5 years ago.
Very recently.
Yeah. And then, you know, who can say no to Barbara, right? You know?
And so the ranch caught your interest, and the garage caught your mom's interest. Were there other parts of the guild that kind of motivated you to say, hey, I want to be on the board?
And I'm also a docent. Somebody asked me one time, would you like to be a docent on the History Mobile when they do the third grade?
Oh, so you did the third grade.
Yeah, so I do that, and I really enjoy that.
Do you still do that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And because that just follows up with the education and the history of Livermore,
so
which
brings
I
out
like.
The teacher in you.
Yeah. And so I enjoy that. And then I forgot the history of history. So.
What?
Yeah.
Who put your arm behind your back, or
I was appreciative of all the work that other people do, and there's just a point where you need to step up and do some of the work too. You know, I was kind of did the one-time things, you know, like I helped with the 50th anniversary at the depot, you know, and doing those one-time things, and it's just there also needs to be people that kind of are steady and do the jobs to get everything else done. And so it was just time to do something.
CC like said, "I'm stepping up to
yeah,
it."
Okay. Yeah.
For all of the various historical places in Livermore.
So that was different, you know, coming back home and being there without my parents. You know, it was kind of...
So they're memories.
Memories, yeah, ghosting, and then you feel like you're part of, keeping of the memories, you know. I think
You're the family historian?
I don't know that I am so much, because my older brother by 3 years, it's amazing what he can remember better than I can, you know. Both my brothers, I think, were relieved because there's lots of memories. They're my dad's stuff, my grandmother's stuff, my great-grandparents' stuff, are all in trunks there and sorted out. And if I hadn't come to live there, we would have had to rent the place out or sell it. What mm-hmm. they would have had to figure out what to do with that. So,
is there still any? Is there still room for horses and chickens?
There is. I have a half acre in the back.
Okay.
And I let 4-H'ers use it for the lambs and things. And once in a while, I have like an orphan calf from up at the ranch, and I bring them down and to bottle feed them and take care of them.
You say that as if that ranch is still in existence.
Oh, it is. It is.
Okay. It's still run by the Young family?
By the Sweet family.
Sweet family.
Both okay. my brothers live. My brother lives, my younger brother, Charlie, mm-hmm. I know he helped with the history movie of fixing it and things right. like that. He's a really great mechanic. He lives on the Patterson Pass at Sweet family.
Okay.
And then my other brother, Daryl, who's my older brother, he lives on some property that he and his wife bought back in the 70s that back up to the back part of that Sweet ranch.
So they can drive between them.
Yeah, yeah. So they, you know, so, and so then I inherited part of it. And so I own a few cows, and then my other brother, I mainly combined with Daryl, my older brother. And Charles kind of does his own ranch, you know.
Yeah.
And so I own some cows that Daryl helps me with. Like that. Yeah. So once in a while, I have an orphan calf.
So you're yeah. still in the ag community.
Yeah.
So I think we're coming to the end of this tape, and I want to say thank you very much.